It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Verrett.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The holiday season is upon us, and many businesses around Wisconsin have put up festive lights and decorations to celebrate.
But one bar in downtown Appleton is ahead of everybody. They've had their Christmas decorations up for decades.
Cleo's Brown Beam Tavern is Christmas-themed all year with over-the-top decor and a winter-inspired cocktail menu. Cleo's was established by local restaurateur Cleo Brown in 1970, and the owners and staff today have kept up the bar's legendary year-round Christmas theme.
Alicia Andrews is the manager of Cleo's Brown Beam Tavern in Appleton. Alicia, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you.
Can you start us off with the origin story? How did Cleo's become an all-year Christmas-themed bar?
Well, it started because Cleo loved Christmas, and one year she decided that she wanted to be festive just a little while longer and left the decorations up into the new year. And the customers, as they are off to do, gave her a little grief about it. And Cleo decided to double down. And she went over to the department store just down the street on College. And they had actually decided to change out their Christmas window dressings. And she went and got all of their old stuff, threw it in the back of the truck, brought it into the bar, and put more decorations up.
I love that, because you'd assume like, oh, somebody would be doing this Christmas thing to be festive and good cheer. No. Kind of like a little ornery, like, oh, you're going to complain about Christmas? Oh, I'll give you Christmas.
She was a very formidable lady, from what I understand. I never got the pleasure of meeting her, but from everybody that I have spoken to that has, that just was what she was like.
Now, when did you join the Cleo's team, and what kind of changes have you seen there over the years?
I joined as a bartender in late 2019, so right before COVID and everything kind of went crazy. And I've been there as a manager for the last 3 years. You know, when you have a place like Cleo's, you really don't want to go too crazy with the changes. If it's not broke, you don't really have to fix it.
Now, your first time walking in the door at Cleo's, I don't know if you'd been there as a local before or maybe you went in for your first job interview, but what was your first impression on this all-year decorated Christmas bar?
It was very overstimulating, but in a good way. I hadn't really been in as a patron more than maybe once or twice before I started working here. But I mean, I walked in and I really loved it. I'm personally extra. So this is the perfect place for me.
Now, people may hear all your Christmas and think decorations great, or they might think music. Oh, no. Is there the all year Christmas music?
No, I would not be able to keep a staff, myself included. We generally don't play Christmas music unless it is actual Christmas, but that doesn't mean that the patrons aren't going to come in and play Mariah Carey on our jukebox in the middle of July.
Yeah, I gotta ask, what happens in December? Do you even kick it up a notch from the year-long decorations, or is it just the usual stuff plus maybe a little bit of the music?
It's the usual stuff with a little bit of the music. I mean, me personally, I mean, I ramp it up myself. The staff gets, you know, they like to dress up. They like to be festive. You'll see somebody walking around with sequin reindeer horns on. The customers get into it. They'll come in decked out and dressed up. It's just, you know, warm feelings all around.
And now I'm sure in the summertime, you've seen a lot of people come in and I don't know what, take a minute to register what's going on. What are some of the reactions you get from those first timers visiting, you know, not in December?
Oh, boy. You usually have to give them a couple of seconds after they walk in the door just to kind of catch their bearings, because there's just so much for people to take in that they need a minute.
We're talking to Alicia Andrews, the manager of Cleo's Brown Beam Tavern, a cocktail lounge in downtown Appleton with a year-round Christmas theme. Cocktails, Alicia, you've got some. There's one, I think this one's on your front window, the Dirty Snowball. This is your signature cocktail. Tell us about it.
The Dirty Snowball is essentially a blended white Russian. So vodka, coffee liqueur, some half and half, and then we add some creme de coco, which is a chocolate liqueur, and then we blend it over ice, and it comes out like a big boozy milkshake, complete with cherries on top.
This sounds like a candy bar in cocktail form, basically, right?
Well, calories don't count on Christmas, so.
Yeah, but you make them all year round. But it's always Christmas when you're in Cleo's.
Yes, absolutely. That's my logic. I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, and then there's another seasonal drink you do this time of year, I think, the candy cane martini. What gives it that candy cane look and feel and flavor, of course?
That's correct. So the candy cane martini is like a peppermint, white chocolate concoction complete with a mini candy cane on the side. So it's festive, it's fun, it tastes good. People love them. We roll them out at the Christmas parade, so end of November, and we feature them through December, and they come back every year.
Now, of course, some people can love fancy drinks but not want alcohol for a variety of reasons. Do you have some good non-alcoholic mocktail or whatever you want to call them options for people?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We've got a whole page of mocktails. I myself am a non-drinker. I found myself in bars wanting something a little more than an orange juice or a Diet Coke. And that experience for me has kind of helped us develop this list so people can come in and have something a little fun and interesting and feel like they're a part of the group and not just, the DD with a soda.
I love that because I drink actual cocktails, but I also love mocktails. And yeah, I don't like ones that are just something sweet with something really sweet and maybe a little sweetener to sweeten it up. What kind of things do you do to give, a good, complex, non-alcoholic mocktail experience?
Well, we work with our liquor distributor, and they offer a lot of no-alcohol spirits. So they're distilled just like regular alcohol is, but they are not made with alcohol. So that kind of gives us a little freedom to have a little more complex flavors than just, a Shirley Temple.
And you've got a non-alcoholic old fashioned, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So how is that? Do people like them? Even ones who like, the brandy old fashioned, are they cool with drinking the non-alcoholic one too?
People seem to really like them. I've gotten feedback from many people that it's it's never going to be exactly the same, but it's similar and it scratches that itch for them.
Now, besides the unique Christmas theme and decorations and things like that, what else do you think makes Cleo's special, unique?
I think it has a lot to do with nostalgia. I mean, you see people that come here every year around Christmas time, they gather with their families, they come down for a snowball, and it's associated with warm feelings for a lot of people.
Now, you've been running Cleo's for 5-ish years now, so you've got to be kind of a Christmas celebration connoisseur. Do you have some advice for people getting in the holiday spirit and hosting festivities and things like that this season?
My advice is just to take the people that you care about and hold them close and celebrate together. I mean, the party is always more merry with more people.
And now I'm assuming it's going to be hard to pick just one, but do you have a favorite Christmas decoration at Cleo's, a favorite part of the scenery there?
My favorite part of the scenery is the mermaid that is hanging from the ceiling inside of the rowboat. I realize that without being able to see this, it sounds insane.
Why does the mermaid need a rowboat?
She's hanging out inside of a rowboat. She's got a festive holiday top. And I affectionately call her Clay Tina because she looks like Clay Matthews.
Wow, that's a heck of a mermaid. I'm hoping you can send us a picture of Clay.
Yeah. I can send a picture over. Yeah, I'll send a picture over.
All right, well, have a great Christmas, December, and all year round. Alicia, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. Have a Merry Christmas yourself.
That was Alicia Andrews, manager of Cleo's Brown Beam Tavern in Appleton, a bar that prides itself on spreading holiday cheer throughout the entire year with Christmas decor and wintry cocktails. Is there a local bar or restaurant in your community that goes all out for the holidays? Tell us about it. Send pictures. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.